All right. Hello, everyone. Sean Simons, PPG Grandpa. Man, this is the fifth season, and we are rocking and rolling today. This is episode 216 already. We've
Yep.
got,
Hello, everyone.
and that was me. I did that one. We are live now, which is always good to be live. It's better to be live than not live. I hate that I just said that, but shout out to Anthony Vella. Learned not too long ago that he was in a paramotor accident. So it seemed like it's kind of bad. He stalled out a little bit. So sending prayers to Anthony and family. It's never good when somebody stalls out and has a boo-boo. But anyway, here's a new little intro for Clear Prop TV. I hope you guys like it.
From pilot season to those just starting out, Clear Prop TV erases every doubt. With laughter and learning, they take to the sky, sharing their passion as time flies by.
I love this thing. I do. I think it's so neat that you can make your own music and stuff now. Remember the good old days when you had to, like, pay somebody on Fiverr to do something like that?
Yeah.
And it was a little bit more than, $5. But anyway, welcome everybody. My name is Sean Simons, PPG Grandpa. We got Scuba Steve, we got Kyle, Kevin, Paramom, Linda Anderson, Will Fly, and of course our host tonight is Jacob Horton. How you doing, big dog? Good to see you, man.
Doing good. How are y'all?
Doing pretty good. It is so good to see you. And we've been talking for about a half an hour on the pre-show. Man, you're running a paramotor school. You've been flying for a while. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into paramotoring.
So I'm Jacob Horton, but I got into paramotoring from YouTube, actually. Like most people, watching Tucker Got videos and all that kind of stuff. But I've always been interested in aviation flying. I grew up, my dad used to own a Hobbytown USA. And so I grew up flying RC airplanes and just loved flying. And so when I got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, that kind of the pilot license thing kind of went out the window just because I didn't want to have to deal with medical and all that cool stuff. But so I was. The paramotor stuff was kind of right up my alley because of that. So,
He didn't own the hobby town in Gwinnett County, did he?
no, sir. We owned in Statesboro.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, man, because I know your dad.
He's sitting right here beside me, but no, we had two locations of the hobby shop in Statesboro, and if you ever went in, you'd probably see me running around in my boxers. I grew up there.
Nice.
So, but always loved, aviation and flying and all that cool stuff. So, and here we are now, years later.
And
But
then you started a paramotor school. When did you start that? And I see some paramotors behind you.
yes, so been flying for a couple of years and I mean just fell in love with it. So we started mentoring some other schools, around. And decided like, hey, there's really no one in Georgia, teaching. So why don't we open up a school in Georgia? And so that's kind of how that all fell apart. And just like I said, enjoyed the flying so much, and also enjoyed, teaching new people to
Teaching new
fly and
patients.
sharing that passion of flying with other people. So it's been awesome.
I know that we were talking a little bit before the podcast, and you said that you got a couple of videos of your first flights. Do you have those spooled up? Did you want to show those right away?
I can. Let's see. I got some students here. Let's see if it will work.
You know, it's always fun to share things on here, especially first flights. That's one of the things I love the best about having a paramotor school is watching the first flights. First flights are awesome.
Let's see. I think. Is that one on? All
All right. Looking good.
right. So this is one of our students flying right here. I just hit play. There we go. So
nice board, looks good.
Oh yeah.
Wing is spot on above him, looks good. And look at him run into this guy. I love it.
All that, right. That was not too quick in the seat. That's good.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, that was his first flight. I mean, just did awesome. I was pumped for him. So proud. His landing was even better. Landed on his feet, ran it out, kited it down beautifully. If we'd had enough wind, he could have actually probably done a reverse and took him right back off. So I mean, just awesome.
My first landing was not awesome. I did some kind of balloon up right back down into the ground. Yeah.
Man, that happens to everybody, doesn't it though?
Oh, it does. It does. I think that student's second or third flight, he did have a little balloon, but I mean, he still landed perfectly on his feet. So,
oh, nice.
So then we've been doing some trike transition training, which you can see right here. We do it all. My dad's more of the trike pilot, though. I have to admit, I know how to fly trike. And I do tandems and everything, but dad is the trike pilot in between us. So.
Well, I understand wheels are so much more cooler than running around. So, you know,
oh, yeah. That's right. That's what he's trying to convince me, but I still haven't still like running still.
You're still young. You'll get to that point.
Well, see, and the thing is too, you know, one of the things that I keep on telling people, it's like, you know, being able to foot launch is great, but being able to trike is amazing, because you now have the opportunity on fly-ins to be able to go all the way across the field if the wind is blowing, you know, different, right? And you can go anywhere that you want to with a trike. You can, I guess, do the same thing, but you're going to be hauling your paramotor and your wing all the way across the field? I'd rather just drive.
Exactly.
Statesboro, correct me if I'm wrong, Statesboro's down below like Noonan and everything, right? Well, or am I thinking the wrong side?
Yeah, Statesboro's about 40 miles inland from Savannah. So if with Savannah, Georgia, we're just 40 miles up the road.
Yep. Yeah, I know where Savannah is. Okay, I'm thinking of, because I don't picture Statesboro. I'm thinking, I saw the golf cart and I'm like, well, Peachtree City is in Fayetteville, golf cart city right there.
That's right. Yeah, Statesboro is a big college town. That's Georgia Southern University.
We can't see. You got to move a little bit closer to Jacob so we can see him.
Yeah.
There he is.
I'm hiding out over in the corner.
I see that. You can't hide out on a podcast, man.
There we go. You see right there. You see.
Yeah.
That's what we look like.
There you go. So have you ever been to Statesboro before? You said Noonan. That's up close to Atlanta.
Yeah, Noonan. Yeah, I've been, because I've been to Savannah, so I know I've been through Statesboro. I just haven't like stayed there or anything.
Right.
But yeah, I lived in Georgia my whole life. I just never, and drove for a living there for 20 something years. We never went to Statesboro.
Oh, I got you.
So when did you guys decide to start your own school?
That was last year sometime, was the, I guess the launch of it. We've been talking about it for a couple of months, trying to get everything figured out and how we were going to do everything. And once we did that, we started advertising and students just started pouring in. We've been blessed for the start of it. I mean, it's been wild.
Been great, yeah. We're out in the country. We've got about 28 acres. Mm-hmm. And so we basically fired the farmer who was just making a mess in the yard. And we did all the dirt work and planted Bermuda grass. And so we've just got a beautiful front yard. Mm-hmm. And so we had an opportunity with our garage space and, of course, with the property, you know, to be able to do the training and all. And so we've got some real good connections with a lot of landowners around us. And so we have a lot of different options, you know, far as launch sites and LZs. There's an airport close by where we have a good relationship with the people who run the airport. And so we had a wonderful opportunity. And so we decided to seize upon it. I think one of y'all just said a little while ago, you know, like first flights. I don't know how to explain it to people, but I think I got more excited teaching students and getting more excited for their first flights than I think I did for my first flight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah. First flights are the best for sure. I agree.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And it's just kind of a high, you know, an addiction when you get that kind of rush from seeing someone fly for the first time and seeing that excitement on their face and noting you had a part of that. It's just a tremendous feeling. And so we both kind of became addicted to that. And we both enjoy serving. We both serve at our church. And of course we're self-employed. And so, you know, customer service is everything because we depend on that good word of mouth and reputation, you know, just carried us for over 30 plus years here in Statesboro in our business. And so we kind of parlayed that business model over into the paramotor training side of the equation. And so we kind of pride ourselves in Southern hospitality. My wife makes some fantastic sweet tea. Yep. And so she loves to cook for all the students that come out. And so, you know, we just enjoy people. And it sure has been a blessing, not just to Jacob and I, but the rest of our family as well.
That's really awesome. I'm so glad that you're able to do that and watch your first flights, get them on video, come on the show, you know, talk about, you know, paramotor and paramotor instruction and flight schools. And like I was telling Jacob earlier, it's like, you know, we do have a flight school, you know, but it's a nonprofit. I don't feel like there's any, like I was telling Jacob, there's none of this between any flight schools. It's like, we're all here to help people run into the sky. Right. And, you know, if I can use my platform, you know, the paramotor podcast platform to help you guys and everybody else to be seen and heard, that's what I want to do. Anybody on the panel have any questions for
James? I'm just kind of jealous because he's saying they're on 28 acres and he can basically just step out his front door and launch. So that makes me jealous right there. And he's like, yeah, but we got these airports. I mean, that's cool. Like if you want to do some cross country flying, I don't know how far the airport is, but yeah, you can fly from there to the airport or something. Yeah. I don't have that where I'm at. I'm surrounded by Air Force bases and shipyards and a lot of restricted airspace. I can call and get permission, but that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. We are blessed. The only traffic we really have out our way is we're in line for the C-130 base out of Savannah. And fortunately, we know two of the pilots who fly, and so they come in the shop all the time. And so we said, hey, can y'all make sure y'all just like don't fly over our house with the C-130s? And I'm like, sure, show me on the map where you're at. And, and so
don't hit us, please.
Yeah, please don't fly over treetop level, you know. And so we've been blessed and have a good relationship with a lot of the landowners around. And so to take off in the front yard, we literally fly the neighborhood and wave at all our neighbors. And so so far it's been a real positive experience. Mm-hmm. We've had people come out wanting to take photographs, you know, they're photographers and they just want to get some pictures. A lot of people wanting tandem rides. And so it's been tremendous.
I was going to say that there's money right there. You could just do tandem flights all the time and just be like, well, there we go. We made dinner this week. We're good.
That's right.
We're good.
Going back to what Sean said earlier about the people and all, my first encounter with a paramotor was down in Live Oak, Florida, there with Carson. He was putting on a show. And I just happened to be headed to Florida, and I said, I'm going to stop in and you know, see what this is really all about, because all we had done is watch YouTube videos. And so I ended up meeting Chris Santa Croce, and I'm sure that most people in the sport knows who Chris is. But Chris took the time to take me out on the field and let me kite a wing. And so, man, he had me hooked, you know, from the get-go. But he was such a fantastic fella, and I thought, man, if this is what this sport is all about, this is going to be good.
So totally agree. We got lots of wonderful people in this sport, and I just absolutely love everybody. Everybody's just so incredible.
Right.
One up, we went down to Bad Apples 1 year. One up was who did our tandems, and just awesome. I mean, it was a blast. I went up with Kyle, and I think Dad went up with
With Allie.
Allie, and man, I had
Wow.
the biggest grin on my face. It would not go away for the whole time we were there. I mean,
Yeah. That was Jacob's very first time his feet ever left the ground. He's never flown in anything
besides, you know,
until he flew,
paramotion.
yeah, with Kyle on the front of a tandem. And so I made Jacob go first. I've been in planes before, so I kind of knew what to expect. But I made Jacob go first. I said, 'cause, well, if you don't like it, there's no sense in me flying, because it was
Right.
something we wanted to do together. And so yeah, Jacob. Kyle kind of rang him out, you know. He did some crazy, crazy stuff and had a ball. And Jacob came down smiling from ear to ear, and I knew that my pocketbook was going to be lighter after
There
that
you go. I bought
day.
my equipment from One Up Adventures. So yeah, I talked to Allie on the phone. Next thing you know, they're selling me a paramotor and a wing and everything else they can make me buy.
It happened.
That's right. So yeah, we've just met so many tremendous, nice people, not just locally, but you know, all across the country. John Allen, he out in Arizona, he gave us our instructor rating, and then of course Darren Locklear from Carolina PPG up in Rockingham, he did a lot of mentoring with us, and we worked with Darren, training a lot of people, and so. We had a lot of positive experiences. Brian Goff from MacPara. I'm actually wearing my MacPara shirt, and he's been great. He did a lot of mentoring with us, and so we've just been blessed, you know, to have so many great people spend time with us, you know, and so we really appreciate that, and we want to pay it forward.
That's all right.
There you go. It is, and you're talking about like the emotions, all that, and it's been 2 years ago. I went on my first, I was telling Jacob, went up on my first tandem. And that's the picture behind me. We were just getting ready to go up, and oh my gosh, yeah. When we landed, I was laughing, I was crying, everybody was laughing, crying. It was such a cool, oh my gosh. Anytime you talk about tandems or anything, you see I can't stop smiling. And it just made sense to find out what it was all about, because my son Robert, he's in California, and he's a paraglider. So I want to know what this was all about. So I just went up in the air. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it, because if I didn't, I would regret it. So I
Right.
went up, and then I went back again to Torch last summer, and I went up again, and now I'm going back in a few more weeks, and I'm gonna go back up in the air again. So it's like a potato chip. You just
I
can't
think
have
that's
one.
funny because when I went down for training with Kyle Glee, and I told Munchkin, I was like, you know, I'm gonna take this flight, you know, my first flight, and if I don't like it, I'll just stop right there. And you know, that's not what's gonna happen. So,
You were lying to yourself, weren't you?
once you get and fly, the hook is set. Then it's like, oh, now I got to buy this and
Oh.
buy that. And it was over after that.
That's right.
It was. We landed on our tandem, and I looked at him. I said, if you don't like it, I'm still getting into it without you. Figure out a way. But
Yeah.
it was awesome.
Tony asked a question. He said, which one of you two have more hours? Or
Jacob's a long shot.
Jacob does.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
We make jokes, and this has been a running joke since we've been training, because our very first student here at Georgia
He still
Paramotor,
never.
he said, I've never seen you fly. I'm like, what do you mean you know? And so I started thinking about it. And so when we go and train, you'll have to excuse the language, but I'm making me a t-shirt that says wing bitch, because I'm that guy. I'm out on the field, I'm laying out wings, I'm moving wings, I'm putting wings back up, you know, and I'm always facilitating. And so Jacob always gets to test the air. It's just too quick to test the air with a foot launch rather than a trike. And so you know, even when we're training and working, I'm never flying. I'm always working. And so when we're training, of course, Jacob gets some flights because he gets to check the air before we send students up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's Jacob. He loves it. And as a dad, I get just as much fun out of watching him fly as I do fly myself. And so I just thoroughly enjoy watching Jacob fly. And so it's been a wonderful thing for me, because my dream was always to fly since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I kind of pass that on down, and I want him to enjoy it, you know, and I enjoy him enjoying it. And so, yeah, Jacob's got way more time, flights, and hours than I do.
I want one of those wing bitch shirts, because I'm the same way. I'm always out there working on the students' wings and stuff like that. So what I did is I got a Segway 9-bot.
There you go.
And that's what I'm using to tool around all over the place. So now it's not really a difficult thing to do. It's more fun to do because, hey, I get to drive around on a little 9-bot. So
there you go.
There's your next Christmas present, right?
That's right.
Well, next Christmas present for dad.
Okay.
My wife does t-shirts and embroidery. So she does our hats. Mm-hmm. And she's actually making all the hats for Bad Apples. Yep. And so she'll be doing embroidering the hats for Bad Apples. And so my shirt, I don't know if y'all can see it.
Yep.
Can you see it there in the thing?
It said, with a body like this, who needs hair?
Who needs hair?
And so, oh, damn.
So if y'all guys know Brian Goff from MacPara, Brian's just as bald headed as I am. But of course, he's a lot younger and a lot better looking than me. And so we always making funny t-shirts and, you know, cracking jokes and that type of thing. Having a good time, you know, it's what it's all about.
I need one of those shirts too, because I'm really bald too. Look at how bald I am.
No,
there
man,
we got hair. Here we go. Look how bald I am. I'm so bald.
You need a shirt that says, "Who needs strobes when your head reflects the light?"
That's awesome. You know, I didn't ask you before the show, and I apologize. I should have done that, you know, before the show. But do you guys have something that you wanted to give away on your spinning wheel of winning things, a t-shirt, a hat, or something, if you wanted to?
Yeah, we've got hats, we've got t-shirts, any of that stuff.
All right.
Yeah, we'd be happy to. Matter of fact, John Ripa, I believe, was on your podcast to something and gave away a t-shirt. I think I'm the one who won it.
Yeah, oh, really? That's so cool. Yeah.
That's funny.
I got an East Coast Paramotor shirt from John Ripa.
That's cool.
Podcast a while back. And I called in and answered the right
question. Oh, my gosh.
And so won the t-shirt. So, yeah, we'll pay that forward. We can get a hat, Georgia Paramotor hat, and of course t-shirts as well.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
John Ripa's awesome. I love
how everything comes around, you know, right, in this sport. It really does.
Full circle.
I just love you guys. I'm sorry, I get excited and interrupt, but it's family. I mean, you're like saying all these names and everything, and it's like I know everybody. You know what I mean? It's just wow, and that's what's fun about.
Kevin had a transformer explode by his house, so he lost power. So that's why he's disappeared.
Oh, Kevin did? Oh, okay. Yep.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Wing bitch is easier to spell, but wing facilitator might sound better. I don't know.
Hey, we're gonna put that and then cross it out, the bitch. That's what we're going to do.
So I'm racking my brains, Jacob. Have we met?
Will,
yes,
we've met before up in North Carolina. I've met you mm-hmm. before up at Pilot Mountain, I believe.
Oh, yeah, at the park, then, at Harvey Park.
Yeah, and then you called Jacob, oh man, it's been a couple of years ago, and gave him a bunch of good, helpful tips on YouTube
videos.
Oh, okay, all right.
What, you're on the phone for like an hour, I think, trying to figure out some stuff with the YouTube editing and upload.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. I knew we met, but I couldn't remember where, you know.
That's fine.
Yeah. It looks like it's working good for you guys.
Yes, we got way too many.
Yeah, it's been going great.
That's awesome. Hey, Will, was there any other questions or statements in the super chat?
Yeah, Mike Thompson, PPG, says, hello, Jacob Horton. We were Bad Apples neighbors last year. Got video of your first wingtip touch. Rocket City paramotor in the house.
Now, is that guy from Alabama? Where is he from? Do y'all know?
I think that's, yeah, that's right. That's him. That's him.
Dude, I just left Alabama. Yeah.
Huh. You know, I got a, I think a double wingtip touch with them at Bad Apples. I can't remember. Was that last year or something? So, yeah.
Was it intentional?
It was. It was.
Let's hope.
It was. Three people coming in to land at once?
Yeah. No, we camped out next to some guys from Alabama last year. Don Cloud is who I remember his name because I befriended him on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he had several guys with him, and those guys were an absolute hoot, man. We cut awesome. Up and laughed. And, of course, they went up and flew with Jacob and wingtip touched. And we just had a great time. So every time we go, we try to park somewhere different, you know, so we get to meet new people. And if y'all were at Bad Apples last year, we were the idiots who had the stand-up jet ski in the pond.
Yep.
So I don't know if anybody saw the videos or whatever, but we were letting people come out, you know, because it was the middle of the day. It was hot. Not many people were flying. And so, you know, we talked about RC earlier, Mac Hodges. I've been going to Mac Hodges' place since I was 12 years old. I'm 54 now. And so I've been in the RC for a long, long time. And so Mac, you know, has just kind of been part of my life. And so I called Mac personally, you know, to make sure I could bring the ski out. And so we had a hoot with that. We plan on actually bringing a couple of skis out this year. Just so if people get bored, they can come hang out and ride the ski and have a good time.
Yeah. Trying to look and see. I don't have any videos of that last year.
I'd like to see a close-up of your hat, the logo on your hat. Oh, yeah, man. Is that raised? Is it kind of like
yeah, it's embroidered.
So that's this is a leather patch, and then that oh, okay. is in,
yeah.
embroidered.
Yeah, that's embroidered.
Nice.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Two different kinds. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, the wife, she plays around with that stuff and experiments and tries different things.
Oh, yeah, we got
and
it.
So yeah.
We'll have all kinds of different hats and stuff at Bad Apples and stuff.
Cool.
Bring your pocketbook, Scuba Steve.
No, come to Virginia. There's a fly-in literally like an hour from my house. Otherwise, I'd be coming to Bad Apples. It's the week after Bad Apples. But, yeah, there's no way I can go there and here or I won't have a job. So I got to
I got an official John Wayne hat.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to rock the John Wayne hat. So, you know, if I just happen to have, you know, I don't know, some Georgia paramotor hat, I'd rock that one too. I'm just saying.
We can make that happen, man.
I'm about to make that happen.
You know, we're definitely going to be, I do plan on being at Bad Apples. So, you know, definitely
go
high and go fly high in the sky. Kyle, is there any questions in the super chat? I forgot to ask.
Yeah, he got one. His name is Z. He asked, did Jacob Horton and your dad go to the last Tombstone fly-in?
Yeah, we did.
We did. We drove out there and stayed for, 4 or 5 days, and then we moseyed on up to Salt Lake City and
Chris Santa
Chris and yeah. hang out with him some.
Yeah, the Tombstone fly-in there in Tombstone, Arizona, that was John Allen
Martin
and one of his friends that threw that fly-in. And so we headed out just to kind of, you know, support him with that. But also we wanted to go up to Salt Lake and see Chris Santa Croce. And then I dropped down into Vegas because they were having the SEMA show, which is the automobile aftermarket show for our business. And so we drove out and had a big, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Met a lot of really nice people out at the Tombstone fly-in, got a bunch of good video. So it was really cool. The Kyle guy, I'm not sure if I could see a picture of him. I'm sure we probably spoke.
Oh, yeah, we met a lot of great people out there while flying. And, I mean, just it was an awesome time. So
Love fly-ins. I really do. It's 7:30 p.m. We're going to be doing the spinny wheel of Winny things very soon. So if you are in the super chat, don't forget to give us a couple of thumbs up if you're able to. That helps out our metrics. And also make sure that you at Will Fly and say, yo, dog, I'm here. And I want to be on the spinny wheel of Winny things. Matter of fact, if you say that, I'll be very impressed.
So. Yo, dog.
Yo, dog.
Yo, yo, dog.
See, I wore hats a lot when I was young. I haven't worn hat, and I got a risky hat, and I still haven't worn it yet.
Well, put it on, and
no, Munchkin, I got a sticker on it.
Does this still have the sticker on it, Steve?
Are you kidding? It's brand new, dude.
Yeah,
where this has never been worn ever. That's why it still looks like that.
I know. I tried. I have a stay bad hat. I wear it sometimes, but I don't want to get it dirty because I love that hat. So
I got me a stay bad hat too, man. I tell you what. Hey, if you got a flight school or you do merch or something, and you want to send something to me and let me rock it on the show and my videos, please send it to me. I will definitely take it graciously and rock your merch for sure. And you can always get up with me at any time. You can text me anytime, 501-747-3558, and say, Sean, PPG Grandpa with your crazy long hair.
Yeah, make sure it has a ponytail hole in the back.
I know, right? So, yeah, I got something for you to rock, man.
Such a hippie you are.
It's really interesting. We got a couple of people that have been watching the show apparently for years, and they got up with me and said, hey, I heard that you're doing training. So our training is $3,500 a person. I see that yours is $3,000. A person. We are very, very, for a small amount of time, we have dropped it down to $1,200 per person over here, but that's not going to be very long. And I said that the last podcast. I don't know why, but I got a lot of people that kind of jumped in. So that kind of filled up. But since we're here on this podcast, if you want to train, it's a $3,500. We dropped it down to $1,200. Text me 501-747-3558. That is going up at the beginning of the next month until we're back up to $3,500 per.
You know, you could always promote that and you'd probably fill up more than you would like. So.
And that's why it's going back up. As we're filling up, we're popping it back up. And we want to get some people in here, obviously, but we can't do 100 students at $1,200.
Right.
Well, I don't know, maybe we can. How many people need some training? Get up with me, 501-747-3558. Check out runintothisguy.com and check it out. Anyway, Jacob. And Dad, tell us how to get up with you guys. What is your .coms and how do we get up with you?
So if you want to get on the website, it's GeorgiaParamotor.net. And then we have Instagram and Facebook is Georgia Paramotor. And then if you would like, reach out to me at 912-536-3000 and just give me a text or a call. I'm more than happy to help. So
if he's not flying, he might answer.
We need to put
I'll even answer you if I'm flying. So.
There you go. I'm flying right now, but man, I get your info as soon as I land. All right. All right.
Right, that's right.
we need to get your phone number on a jingle, since it ends in 3000.
Yeah. Right. That'd be pretty cool.
That's pretty good. So it's .net and not .com. Why is that? Just curious.
The .com was taken already for some reason. So I just went with
there's another Georgia.
It was taken, and I was like, okay, so I'd use the .net.
Maybe somebody bought it just to sell it later on when it's worth something, or somebody like you got it. It's like, hey, if you want it, here it is for $3,000, or here it is if you train me for free. I don't know. Maybe who knows what they want.
Who knows? Yeah,
that's actually a pretty good idea.
I don't know.
But no, you might want to put it out there right now. You might want to put it out there. If you own the GeorgiaParamotor.com, we'll train you for free if we can exchange it.
We can do some horse trade. We can do something. We'll work something out.
Work it out.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Uh-oh, I see Lena Anderson without her glasses. That only means one thing. It's time for thumbnail. That means we got to look like idiots. Time for thumbnail. And unfortunately, we lost Kevin Houston, but I'll have to get up with him and find out what that explosion was. Apparently, he lost power.
We'll just Photoshop him in on someone's lap.
There you go.
There we go.
Transformers is what it was.
Are you ready?
Transformers.
Yep.
We're all one, watching, guys. Two, three.
I love it. Dan went like this in front of his face.
Let's do that. Let's do one more. Just for
that. All right. Gangsta.
All right. So on three. One. What?
We already did it.
Yeah, we're going to do one more.
Okay.
On three. Yeah. Someone's eyes were closed. One, two, three. All right.
No, oh, come on. Where's my hearts, man?
Hey, right, man. I don't know.
I was going to ask Jacob's dad since he flies a trike, and I made this mistake last week, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, because it's only my second trike flight. And my problem was I fly with my throttle on my right hand, so my throttle wasn't fitting right. You know, you got your brake, your throttle, and your A's in your hand, so it wasn't right. So I dropped my brake to readjust my throttle, but when I went back to grab my brake, I didn't go around the risers. I went down in front. So when my wing came up, it felt good. It came up great, but the risers pushed my brake line and I did one of these numbers, but it still took off and I was able to let go and grab it again. But that was scary. Have you had anything happen like that?
You know, I fly left-hand throttle and Jacob fusses me all the time. I actually put the brake in my hand first. Then I slide the throttle on and tighten up the strap on an off-grid throttle. And so then my fingertips would be free to grab A's if I'm on a Calibri.
Right.
Trike. And so I never stow my left brake. So, you know, I'm right-handed. And so, you know, my reserve would be available for my right hand to throw. If I'm using my telephone, I use my right hand, but my left brake is actually captured, you know, slid down onto the palm of my hand, and then the throttle goes on after it. So that way there's no possible way that left brake is going to come out, of course, unless I lose the throttle. But that throttle, you know, I really tighten it down on my hand so I don't have that issue.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jacob, of course, being a foot launch guy, you know, he don't like that. But several of my trike students, I've offered it to them both ways. And most of the trike students actually like the way I do it. I'm not saying it's, you know, the right way, or the perfect or the best way, but it suits me and it works.
I can't do that because my brake I put in between my third finger and my pinky. That way, in case I open my hand, the brake don't slide off. So if I was to put the throttle, the brake on first, I wouldn't be able to get the throttle over. So that wouldn't work very well.
No, he's talking about putting the whole brake in.
Yeah, I put the whole entire brake. Yeah.
Right. So if you put the whole entire brake, I don't do that because in case you open your hand up, your brake can slide off your hand. So I always put my brake in between a couple of the fingers. That way, if I open my fingers, it still catches and it won't slide off. So that's why I put my throttle on first so it can go all the way on my hand. And then my brake goes in. That's the only reason I do it different. I mean, your way is whichever way works for you is great. That's just the way I do it.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Yeah. Once everything starts to slide out closer to the tip of your fingers, you kind of lose some dexterity. And And like I say, if you're an older guy like myself and you know, have arthritis or anything like that, sometimes it's tough. So if the brake goes on first and then the throttle captures the brake. The brake can't go anywhere because
you
have to go past the throttle. And the throttle, you know, I can get it further down and sense that strap tight. And so my throttle is free. You know, this is the brake, the up and down motion, because I'm not flying 2D or anything on my trike. And if I was flying 2D, it'd be a totally different ballgame. Yeah.
It also keeps that brake toggle from getting in between your throttle. You know, when you ever try to go to full power and that brake toggle moved it down and in between.
I never had that issue.
You never have that issue. But then stowing your brake is kind of a little bit more aggravation.
I bet. Around the throttle, I got to do it.
Now, one time, what you're referring to, I took off on a Calibri trike and realized that I had the throttle coming underneath my elbow instead of on the outside. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I couldn't pull as much brake. I, you know, trying to do a sharp turn. It was binding up. And so all I did was just climb out to about 1,500 feet and then stow my right brake, remove the throttle, and then, of course, you know, adjust everything and put everything back on my hand the way I liked it. But
it's funny you bring that up because that I do that a lot. If I'm ever like, oh, I need to adjust this, that's the first thing I do is climb. I just go up, up, up. So I got plenty of room to go, okay, I need to redo this. And I got time to glide, you know, because you don't do that near the ground. That's bad.
No.
It's scary. Like, it's very scary.
Exactly. And so that works out great. Also flew a wing on a Calibri for the first time that the brakes were too long on. And that was a fun experience too. I take off in the front yard and here come the trees. I got to make a left-hand turn and I'm pulling left and I'm still going straight. I pull more left and I'm still going straight. And I'm like, what's going on? And finally, it's almost like I was doing the full flare to get a gentle turn. And I was like, uh-oh, here's my problem. My brakes were set up for a high hang point trike. And so I put them on the foot launch on a Calibri, the brake way too long. And so I finally, like what I said, I climbed up the altitude and did a wrap around my hand and then reset everything. And then everything flew just like, you know, normal. So, but yeah, altitude is your friend for sure.
Definitely. It is your friend. And it's always interesting when people talk about how they're always flying with their brakes in their hand. As soon as I'm 50 feet off the ground, I'm stowing my brakes. Stowing my brakes.
I like stowing my brakes because my arms get tired. I mean, especially last week because my the A got trapped crooked. So if I didn't pull on both my brakes, I would turn right constantly. So I should have just came in and landed, but it was going straight. I wasn't in danger. It just was a crappy flight because I had to constantly hands on the whole flight.
Yeah. Well, now I generally fly a high hang point fixed, you know, trikes, and I've got my brakes adjusted so that I can literally hook my thumbs into the carabiners. And so my arms can just kind of hang out and rest. And so, you know, as your foot launch or of course flying the mini trikes, you don't have that option. But on a high hang point trike, I can hang out all day long, you know, just by hooking thumbs in carabiners and, you know, still keep the brakes in my hand, you know, if I need them.
And high hang points, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but high hang points, you're talking about where they are hanging off of like up here and your carabiners are right here?
Well, just
fixed,
like
it's a fixed, like a normal trike.
Like a normal, well, just like the Fly Products, Zenith, or, you know, I fly Power to Fly, Phoenix. Yeah, all of those trikes are going to have upper bars, you know, that you know, run kind of like shoulder height, I guess to say, or a little bit taller than shoulder height.
Okay, and that's what you're talking about.
So a tandem trike, you know, is a good example. Any of the tandem trikes are going to have the high hang points like that. And so, if you're a trike guy, you know, also, of course, the A assist, you know, going back to what Scuba Steve was talking about with A's, you know.
I don't have A assist because I got a bolt-on trike.
Right, that's right, yes. Like mini trikes. And so that's what I started on. Jacob and I kind of split one. Yep. And I was flying a Calibri. And then he could take the, the foot launch off of it and fly it foot. And so we started out that way so we could share it and make sure, you know, we were getting into what we wanted to get into.
Those Calibris are nice.
Yeah.
They are. We actually had two in the shop right now, the garage right now. So,
but I really enjoy the flight experience of the Calibri. I mean, it gives you a similar flight experience to foot launch, but, The fixed hang point trikes with A assist really make it easy. And the older I get, the lazier I get sometimes. So it's really nice with the A assist.
You set those A assist perfect, and you got a perfect inflation, a perfect taxing and launch every time.
Every time.
All you got to worry about is making sure you're aimed into the wind. I mean, you're good.
That's somebody it. From my channel joined the chat. Scott Savage. He's from my channel. So,
hey, Scott. I'm glad that you joined us.
Yeah. Welcome. Hey, make sure you say hey to Will. You can get on the Wheel of Spin. You might get a Georgia Paramount hat. Then send it to me. I'm just saying.
He said hello to me first.
Oh, cool.
Oh, he did? Yeah, he did say, hey, Will. That sucked. All right, I see how it is.
Did anybody say, yo, dog?
Yes, they did.
What?
James did. Kevin did.
What? James said the whole sentence. What did he say? It's back there somewhere.
Find that for me real quick.
Well, that's cool. Welcome, Scott.
Will fly. Yo, dog, I'm here. I want to be on the spinny wheel of wind things.
Yeah. All right. Dungeons did. Oh, Daniel Sackbold said that he's excited about going to his first fly-in this year. That's awesome, man. Which one are you going to? So,
thank you.
And we'll all sit here and wait patiently for his.
Oh, what?
Of course. I'm trying to go back real quick and try to find that yo dog. I guess that's back there a little bit.
It is back a little ways. I mean, the chat's been pretty active. So
can you copy that?
Yeah, of course.
Dog. Dog. D A W G.
Yeah, copy that and send it to me.
D A W G dog.
There it is.
Yeah.
5 said it.
So who's the first one that said yo dog in the whole sentence?
James. I do.
James. Yeah. Hey, James, right. Do me a favor. Since you said that in the chat, text me 501-747-3558.
Fly yo dog. I'm here.
Got you a special prize since you said that first. So
that's funny.
555 said yo dog first.
Yo dog.
He said yo dog, but not the whole sentence. I'm just.
Oh, so I have to say the whole sentence?
Oh, come on.
Well, he said the whole sentence, right? I mean, that's why.
James did, but yeah, Joseph Hudgens said yo dog first. Then Kevin Houston said yo dog. And 555 said yo dog, I'm here. So yeah,
I'm going to bust my buddy's chops. Yeah, James, you didn't spell dog right.
Oh, no.
Oh, they did. He's out on technicality.
What are we saying now? Doggone it.
No, he won. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that somebody said the whole thing that I said. So just text me. I'll send you something special that nobody gets over here on Clear Prop. So, you know,
I mean, I'll say dog. I think Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, the thing is too, is I always say yo dog and I just think it's neat that somebody said it on the super chat, which is cool, you know. So, you know, we got to reward people that, you know, that say yo dog.
Yeah, you just like created monsters in the chat now. You know that.
Do we have any other questions in the super chat that we may have missed?
I think there was a comment.
So I'm pretty sure Georgia Paramotor, well, obviously they're going to be at Bad Apples because they already said so. So anybody that's in chat, if you're going to Bad Apples, make sure y'all go check them out. Bring a wallets if you want, you know, if you want a hat or shirt. Bring your money. There you go.
Get some merch, man.
There you go. Take a spin on the jet ski.
Come ride the jet ski. We'll be out there.
Oh, they're going to have y'all are the ones with the jet skis, with the people acting crazy out there.
We're giving free jet ski lessons to anybody who wants.
Oh, that's right. But Jerry Fly's out there right now, right?
Yeah.
The Bad Apples?
He's currently there, but that's where he trains out of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Jerry Fly. He's cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's cool. What's up, Jerry Fly? Will Fly, was there any other questions out there?
Yeah, well, you had there was a statement from Joshua Cannon. I don't know if we read it. Currently in training at Georgia Paramotor, live right outside of Savannah, Georgia, and happy to find the local school. So
awesome. Good job, Joshua.
Yeah.
Glad you found him.
He just picked up his brand new Parajet Mav Max this afternoon before we got to chat with y'all. He got that nice, pretty green color. And so it arrived, and he strapped it in the back of the truck, and off he went to show it off to the family. And so he's a ex-military Black Hawk mechanic. And currently working down in Gulfstream there in Savannah. And he reached out to us, and man, he's been crushing it. He's, I think he's on 9 flights now.
Cool.
Wait.
I'll tell you, the Parajet.
Works at Gulfstream. I know somebody that works at Gulfstream in Savannah.
Oh, yeah.
Dana, right? Not Dana.
There's that place is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this electrician that works down there for, I think he works for Boeing or something. I know he does all their electrical on the planes down there.
Right. Yeah, Gulfstream's a huge employer in that area.
Yeah.
The Parajet Maverick and the Moster 185, in my opinion, that is just like a match made in heaven.
What did you say? What is, Will?
Parajet Maverick and the Moster 185.
Why is that?
I love the frame. I don't like the hoop system. I don't like, you know, the net system that, you know, kind of repair or replace. But it's a real solid frame, you know, titanium. And of course, it's hard not to get a good paramotor these days. I mean, they're all good, right? But I started out with a Maverick, and just I loved it, man.
Well, I flew the Kyle had the Mac Flies when I trained down there, and I thought that was really a really comfortable paramotor compared to the one I got now, which is a Fly Products Rider. It's the same thing Anthony Vella was flying, but I got the factory R motor on there. But I mean, the motor's great, but I want the frame to feel good too. You know, you want to be comfortable, and it is, but I think the Mac Paro kind of hugs you better, I guess is the best way to say it. Just hugged you better in the seat. I felt solid in that thing.
What harness are they? Are they using different harnesses?
Yeah, they're different harnesses. He had a air something, and not air conception. It was I forget. And he also had the regular Dudek, but it's like my harness. The leg section doesn't scoop you in as well in the front as the Mac Para did.
You mean the Mac Fly?
Mac Fly, yeah. I keep saying Mac Para because I'm thinking about the wing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mac Fly, yes, the Mac Fly.
Yeah, we'll set a mouthful. There's a lot of really good paramotors out there, and I think it just really boils down to personal preference on some things.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the features. You know, some are obviously better to tear down than others, and so.
Well, I'm not – you know, officially putting the plug in for Parajet, but if you're familiar with the Maverick, but you have not seen the Mav Max, it is a totally different paramotor.
And so a lot of people go over the differences between those two a little bit.
Like, Jacob. More? Yeah, Jacob can pull out. Can y'all see in the picture?
Hold on.
We can see
half of it.
That's the
baby. There we go.
That's the baby right there.
That's the, oh man.
So this is a Mav Max.
Ah.
So it's got the bigger hoop.
Yeah.
Does that put everybody out there?
If you have not experienced the Moster with a 140 prop on it, you really don't know what you're missing. I could have never guessed that extra 10 centimeters would make that big of a difference, but it is unreal difference.
I agree. I got the 140 on the factory R, and it is some kind of powerful.
I wonder if there's a difference between just the regular Moster 185 and the factory R with the 140.
There's a little bit of a difference, but the money difference for me, in my opinion, is not worth it. The factory R is nice, though. I love the look of it, the fit and finish, but, I mean.
Yeah, the 140 prop for the dollars that you're spending is a tremendous upgrade. And we're both bigger guys at about 235 pounds.
Yeah.
And so it really totes you. I run the 140 size on the trike, on just like a single HS Com trike. And Moster with a 140 prop. will tote you really well.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but yeah, the Mav Max, like I say, is a totally different animal. You can see some of the extra bracing that they do.
Yeah.
And then
they added a kill switch. So you have a master kill switch down there where my finger is somewhere down there.
Right, like an extra? Like
yeah, it's a master kill switch. It kills everything.
Right.
So it's like a secondary backup. The fuel tank is removable.
Huh. Let's see.
Quick connect on the fuel tank and turn
it around for the fuel tank real quick, please. And it does have a quick release. We were just talking about that quick release on the last podcast, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you see it? Where my finger is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of down there.
Yeah, it's right there. It's kind of hard, but it's right behind the frame. But there's a quick release, and it's all metal. It's not a plastic quick release.
No, it's
All metal, so it's really nice. And
why would you take off the fuel tank?
If you were ever doing cross countries and you got stuck somewhere, you could take the fuel tank off the paramotor, hike to a fuel station, fill it up, and then hike back with it.
Yep. Does it have like handles or a backpack or what does it have that we can use?
It's got a big old handle you can grab onto on the top when you pull it out.
Yeah, it's right behind the harness, so you can't see it.
So, the fit and finish, obviously, for a Parajet is, top notch. The swing arms, how the front of the harness attaches is a little bit different.
Can you lift that up?
Tilt the camera down just a little bit so we can see. There we go.
Do you see here at the front?
Yeah.
Somebody else runs like a shackle.
Yeah.
A hole. This thing has a groove cut into the arm itself, and the harness slides directly into that groove. So there's no moving pieces.
That's awesome. Wow. I hate shackles, because shackle is metal on metal.
That's right.
Correct.
That's right.
Also, notice that. Jacob explained that.
Yep. So they put a stop so that harness does not move around. I mean, it's locked in really tight. Also give you a handle here. I mean, I'm just they really thought it through with the Mav Max. I've been very, very happy and pleased with everything with this motor.
I'm looking at the Jesus bolt, and it looks like it goes through the frame, and it's a spar also?
Correct. Here.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, how does that swing arm? Yeah, how does that actually attach then? I mean, does it go through the main frame into the swing arm, and then it screws into the spar?
So no, that is pressed on, if I'm not mistaken. So that comes assembled from the factory and is pressed.
Do you have
two bushings here on the side as it moves up and down? So it's really nice. And
then, what happens if you damage your cage? I mean,
this comes off here.
It's got a clip. I got you. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you'd be screwed if you bent your cage up and you're like, man, I got a place.
you could take all of this apart.
Yeah, all that comes apart. Yeah, there's a button right here.
I see it. Yeah. Okay, good.
So there's no way of tightening up your swing arms? It's just pressed on?
Yep. So it stays. I mean, I have not had any issues or problems with them coming loose at all.
That's really awesome.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, obviously, it's going to be a wear item, but, I mean, it's got to be at least, I would say, over 100-plus hours, I mean, before you have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we've never had to tighten swing arms on a Parajet. They also put dual tensioners. They put one on each side. And so you can really just turn it and crank this thing in. It's like dialing up the radio knob.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a lot of little things, like we say, that they added. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people just think it's just a Maverick with a bigger hoop, but it's a totally different paramotor.
It is.
I tell you what, I have to tighten my swing arms after every single flight with my powder fly.
Two.
Yeah.
And that's normal. I mean, With the power to flies that we have, I'd probably tighten them about every 2 to 3 flights.
Right.
It's just
I didn't have to do that with my Maverick.
Yeah, and with that, the Mav Max obviously is, you don't have to do that. And the pre-flight on it is
the pre-flight is a lot faster.
Faster and smoother. I mean, it's a lot nicer. So,
but we don't say that because we love our power to flies as well. We have quite a few of those in the garage. And we also have the newest HS Com. Is that a Falcon?
Yep.
And it's a titanium frame foot launch. And if y'all hadn't seen it yet, stop by the tent at Bad Apple. This thing is incredibly light. And it gives a pretty similar shape to the Power to Flies. But like I say, it is all titanium. And it's considerably lighter. When you put it on your back, it's a huge difference in the weight.
Well, you got the Power to Fly for your Calibre, I assume, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And we foot launch them as well. We train lots of students. The bottom of the cage on the Power to Fly, the way it's curved, is a really nice thing for students, because if they lift their legs or butt land, that curvature on the front of the frame almost acts like a sled, so it slides across the ground rather than acting like a plow and digging into the ground.
We've seen that a lot over at our school.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, we really like the Power to Flies. We train on them and we fly them. Mm-hmm. And I think was that Will that said he had to tighten the swing arm bolts. There's
We got it also too on our Power to Flies. Yeah. So it's a thing.
Yeah. We probably get more than two or three flights, but yeah, you're right. Five. Probably within the five flights kind of window, you know, we do go in and retighten them, but, you know, it's just pre-flight, and so it is what it is. But, yeah.
Mine's not like that. It's got a round collar, and you just slide the swing up arm on there and slide a pin through. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's right. On the Fly Products rider frame. Right. Yeah.
That's really nice. I mean, if you're trying to tear it down to, like, haul it, I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's like click, click, and I can take the whole thing apart.
I mean, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fly Products, they do an excellent job on far as transport ability, you know, being able to break them down.
Yeah.
Their trikes are awesome with that. So
yeah.
We're fortunate enough. We've got a huge garage, and we just roll right out of the garage into the front yard to fly. And so we hardly ever take one apart, you know. And so we keep the nets, the cages, the hoops, you know, we never break them down. So that makes that part nice. But yeah, if I was having to transport in a smaller vehicle or live in an apartment, then you know, being able to break one down and put it back together goes a long ways.
You see that, Scuba Steve, right? You know, I walk out and I go fly. Jacob walks out. Dad walks out. Just goes fly.
I wish I could do that, man.
You might need to you know, move someplace that has a bigger front yard.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, before we do the spinning wheel of winning things, is there any other questions in the super chat?
Well, we have one. I did kind of answer it, but I told Nive you answered as well. Tony Marzano said, do you do hang tests on your students?
Yes, we do. Every single time that we put them on a new frame, a new paramotor, we definitely hang check them. It's extremely important to make sure that they not only know that when they are flying, they're going to be angled correctly, but we also can do a quick how to adjust that seat too. If you lift your knees and you slide in, that's awesome. But if you're having problems getting into your seat, that's the where we can adjust all the straps to make sure that you can just lift your knees and slide in comfortably. I assume that you guys have a hang check too for your students.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We did. We got that that Parajet built today, this afternoon, and we hung test him as well and went through all the harness adjustments. I mean, because like you said, I mean, every time you get a new motor, that harness is going to be a little different. Obviously, hang points.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, very important. You get that right.
We also have a couple guys that run the Calibre trikes, and we'll hang test them on both, because typically you're about two holes forward, you know, when you add the trike to the equation. And so we also make our students put it like in a notepad or something in their phone, you know, which hole they're flying on. Yeah. And so you know, we're running school and we're swapping people at different weights on the same frame, you know, we'll have to change hang points sometimes. And so it's important that, you know, we adjust that and get that right before we send somebody.
You don't usually have to change the hang point if you're just going from foot launch to one of those mini trikes, do you? Because mine's about the same.
We have experience where you have to
to
get it.
Really?
I've had it to where I've left it on the Calibri and it was still like nose down and it wasn't real comfortable. And so yeah. I've moved mine two holes forward to get it to where I like it on landings, takeoffs, everything like that.
Okay. Huh. I didn't have to adjust mine, but
When you take off Scuba Steve, you're fine. Your nose comes up first.
Yes, my nose comes up first, and then I'm pretty much at a 15 to 20 degree angle. So when I land, the back wheels land and the front wheel comes down, which is just the way I want it.
That's
good.
Yeah.
And when you foot launch, you have no problems too, right? You're hanging fine foot launching. Okay. Sometimes, the light trikes, you bolt on fine, but also, it also depends on how much gas you put in, right? If you got a 5 gallon tank.
Oh yeah.
And you put on the light trike with 5 gallons. Well, now your light trike is about 30 pounds.
That may be the difference. Cause when I fly
30 pounds, so that might be a big difference.
Yeah. When I fly the trike, I fill it all the way up, but when I'm foot launching halfway, because I don't want all that weight.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. So there's a difference in weight. I'm like, I didn't have to change my hang point, but that's because I only got half a tank of gas.
So the next time you fly with a full tank and you use up all your gas, you come in, you might be nose heavy. So you might want I'm serious. You might want to do an empty tank hang check.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That way you know that if you burn out all your fuel,
that's
where you're going to be landing. Because if you come in nose heavy because you burnt out your 5 gallons, you might want to adjust
That's correct.
I landed this spinning wheel winning things. If you haven't done so already, say yo dog. Make sure that you give us some thumbs up because that always helps our metrics. We're going to be spinning the wheel, let's just say, in 4 minutes at 8:10 my time in Central Standard Time. So you got 4 minutes to at will fly. Make sure that you're on the spinny wheel of Winnie Things. Tonight, we're also going to be giving away something from Lone Star Paramotor. So if you are down in the Lone Star area, you want to learn to fly, check out LoneStarParamotor.com. They're going to be giving away something awesome. Also, too, Jacob and Dad over at their new school, they're going to be giving away something. Would you say that you're going to give away?
A shirt and a hat.
A shirt and your hat. Let's go ahead and take a peek of the shirt and the hat real quick. What do you got? Jacob, you got one on. You could have just stood up.
They got the hats on. You'd think they'd have a shirt on, but no.
I know, right?
I got a bunch of different ones.
All right, what do you got?
So that's that.
Shirt. That's a nice one.
Oh, he does have a Georgia Paramotor shirt on. My bad.
Yeah. I was going to say, all you got to do is stand up. Oh, man. That's cool. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You can send that to me at Run Into the Sky over in BB, Arkansas.
Yeah. If you want the pocket, I'd rather be paramotoring.
Yeah.
That's cool. Beautiful.
Very nice.
So does your wife do the shirts too?
Yeah. My wife does all of the embroidery and the heat press vinyl and the leather patches that. And so, I think y'all have had Kenny Shatner up Pennsylvania, PPG.
Yep.
Wife has done a lot of his hats. Darren at Carolina. A lot of the Carolina stuff she's done. And like I said earlier, she'll be doing – I think they got 75 hats they put in ordered for Bad Apples year. And so she's going to start on those things here in the next couple of days.
I might need to reach out to her.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd love to help. Anybody in the paramotor community that's looking for some t-shirts, hats, embroidery, leather patches, there's all different type of things that she can do.
And how do we get up with her if we want some order? Do we go through your website or we have to do something?
Just reach out to Jacob. So old school and we love people and technology is wonderful, but man, we love a phone call, just call us and we'd love to chat and, and we can work with you on a lot of that stuff.
What is your phone number? And the second time, make sure you go nice and slow because this is going to be an audio podcast tomorrow also. So what's your phone numbers?
The phone number is 912-536-3000.
One more time and put that to music.
912-253-6-3000.
Ooh, I like a little bit of rapping there too. That's awesome.
That's great.
Good deal. I'm loving it. So did you want to give away a bundle, like a hat and a shirt, or do you want to give away a shirt and a hat separately so more people can win?
I tell you what, we'll do it both ways. And that way, if you spin, the first person who wins gets to reach out and they get to pick what they want. And boom, they can have a hat or a shirt, yeah, whichever they like. And we'll be glad to do that. And so if you want to have a, let's go ahead and splurge. Let's make it the top three winners.
Wow. Three spins.
Yeah, three spins. And we'll give away.
Hey, I got a chance.
I know. I'm loving this.
Your name ain't on that wheel, Scuba.
This is great. Will.
Damn it, Will.
Hey, yo, dog. Put me on the
yo,
wheel.
Dog.
Yo, dog. Oh, put me God. On that wheel. And you guys so understand cool. that this is the Spinny Will, W-I-L-L, because his name is Will. Spinny Will. I hope you all caught this over these years, okay? Anyway, sounds good. James, I got your text, so I'll text you after the show, and I'll let you know what you got, buddy. All right, so Lynn Anderson, your turn to
hello my to favorite everybody. Part.
I know, right?
You knew.
Ready when you are, Mr. Will Fly.
Say hi to my chatters.
Oh, I got to ask Jacob a question, but I'll wait till after the spinning wheel.
All right. Look at all the people in the chat. Welcome, chatters. Thanks for being here tonight. Monday night, the only place to be with all of us. And the show is like so much fun, so much fun. Okay, I'm going to go through the names because I know you're all excited and y'all want to win something. So we'll get it going here. So we got John Way in the house, Cowboy, what's up? We got Joseph Hudgens, CBs, Kyle Neal, Gary Simons, 2 Feet in a Heartbeat, Tony Marzano, Mr. Vegas in the house, Daniel Sabold, Fly Baby Fly, Yodankies, how are you, my dear? We got Guardian Service Dogs, the other Nick, Craig B, what's up? We got Ebob Autry, we got Charlie Walsh, what's up, Charlie Walsh? We got Mike Thompson, Scuba Steve. Oh, I know her. Lynn Anderson. Yeah. Woo! And the crowd roars. Yeah. Okay. And we got Kevin Houston. Yeah. We got CT Fly, Chris Lockley. We got Z. We got James. We got 555, Joshua Cannon, David Rainey in the house tonight. Thank you so much, Chad.
There's more.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait. Okay. Scott Savage. What's up, Scott? We got Hatch. Lovely Angela Preslick. How are you, my dear? Love ya. Plainfield PPG and Bankrupt in the house.
That's me right there, Bankrupt. Bankrupt.
Is that what I know? That, I did say it right? Okay.
Yes.
We're just laughing.
I didn't see no pom-poms. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh, no pom-poms?
Where's our pom-poms at?
Oh, well, you know, I had double trouble with me. So you see my green screen's gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Your pom-poms were green screen?
Pom-pom, I try to, next time I'll bring them out, but I'm trying to keep her just chilled. You know what I'm saying? Because she loves those pom-poms and she wants to eat them and play with them. So
which one are we doing first, John? Are we doing... Are we doing Texas or?
Let's do a big shout out to a couple people real quick too. So big shout out to Chris Lockley. He's the guy that has basically helped put this school together, put it on the map for us, got our LZ, built our building. So big shout out to Chris Lockley. Thank you so much for everything you do, buddy. Kevin Houston, which apparently left the building. He's our president of our nonprofit Run to the Sky. He's helped us a lot in the short time that he has been the president. So thank you so much. Kyle Neal, our director of operations. He has been doing so much behind the scenes. I can't even tell you what he's been doing. Well, actually, he probably will tell you. He loves to tell everybody what he does. He's been doing so much for us. So thank you, Kyle Neal. Appreciate you, buddy. Will Fly, not only is he the guy that does the spinning wheel of winning things, but he's also our treasurer for the nonprofit Run to the Sky. Definitely appreciate you. Linda Anderson, she is our PR girl for not only this show, which is also a nonprofit, but it's also for our nonprofit flight school, Run Into the Sky. So thank you very much. And Joshua Marsh, which is not here, but he did come down for our fly-in. Big yes. shout out to him. He is our secretary for Run Into the Sky, has helped us so much in the background. So definitely appreciate you guys. Everybody else that's helped us out. We also got a big donation. We got a Air Conception Tornado 280 that was donated to us with another motor reserve and things like that, which is definitely going to help out a veteran in the future. So thank you so much. Everything that everybody has done for us, donations, money donations, just your hands helping us out when you come over, donations, just helping us out. Thank you so much. Everyone that's been involved, thank you, thank you, thank you. This would not be where it is right now without you guys. So thank you so much, everybody.
And also, don't forget, if you live in the Southeast, join us at the Southeast Paramotor Group on Facebook. We'd love to have you.
Oh, yeah. And also, too, we've lowered our price from $3,500 per student down to $1,200 for the rest of this month. So make sure you run over to runintothesky.com. Check out that amazing thing that we're doing. Give me a text if you want to, and I'll give you a little better deal, 501-747-3558. And starting this next month, it's going to go up. So if you want to learn to fly and you're around in the central Arkansas area, please give me a text, 501-747-3558. If you're a disabled vet, come on over. We even got a pop-up camper that we can keep a couple people in if you don't want to get a hotel room. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for everything that everybody has done behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, all that fun stuff.
We said no more names. Right. Right? I had to include Bill H. and threw Mark Greshner on there.
So Bill H. took off before the show started. I noticed that gaggle said, Bill H. is in the air. So yay, Bill H. That's awesome.
Hi, Bill H. Love you, man.
He's back.
All right. So, Jacob, while the wheel is spinning, let us know about your .com, your school, how to get up with you, what we're spinning for. It's all yours, buddy.
So, yes, find us on Instagram or Facebook at Georgia Paramotor. And our website is georgiaparamotor.net. If you can get on, you can get on there. We have foot launch and trike launch training. And we also do tandems and intro days as well as trike transition training. So if you have any needs, we carry pretty much any major brand of wings and motors. So just feel free to reach out at my phone number, which is 912-536-3000.
3000.
Yes, sir. We'll be giving away some hats and or t-shirts. So
excited.
So
when you win, we're just going to let them know if you want a hat or a shirt, and they will hook you up.
We got you.
Normally, $59.95, you get absolutely free if you win on here. And it looks like Scuba Steve might be the winner, man. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
What?
That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
Yes. Yes. I want that camo looking hat that Sean was like, I like that hat.
No, I want it. Am I on the spinning wheel? I don't see my name on the spinning wheel. I did say yo dog.
Well, my name's not on there. Should we add our names?
Hey, yeah. Well, you're in luck. I got two right here.
Aha! Ooh. There we go. Yes, I want that one of those hats. Please, thank you.
Yeah, put my name.
Georgia represent.
That way you can fly paramotors or go deer hunting. Your choice.
There you go.
We got the deer. We got two deer stands.
Yeah.
We go.
Come on down.
Come on down.
All right. Go ahead and shuffle, and let's spin the spinning wheel again. So we already know what Scuba Steve wants.
Yes.
I hope that it doesn't seem like the spinning wheel is rigged, so we'll just see how many people on.
Nope, he took me off, which is perfect.
We'll see how many
with
people
Kyle
on.
Neal. Kyle Neal for the win.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Kyle, then Sean, then Linda. I mean,
well, who else are you? Who are y'all going for?
I don't know.
Angela Presley,
Kevin Houston, because he's not here and he's on the panel too. So you know.
I'm going to say Charlie Walsh.
I can't tell because it's doing like two frames a second, so it's hard to tell.
That's what I was about to say. I don't know how y'all are guessing this one.
We're just throwing out names, and hopefully one of them lands.
Guardian service dogs. It's slowing down. Is it going to hit Linda?
Oh my gosh.
It could be Scott. It could be Scott.
Hey. Oh, it's so close.
Scott. Oh,
Scott Savage. Congratulations. Right.
He's brand new to the channel. That's awesome.
And Scuba Speed did say that Scott was going to win something. So, hey, so Scott, let us know in the super chat. Let us know in the super chat, Scott, if you want a hat or a t-shirt, and Jacob will get up with you.
Oh, look at it. It's on my name right now.
So, so you got a chance of winning.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you gotta shuffle that around real quick.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Yeah.
I still don't see my name on there, but okay, whatever. Yo, dog. Yo.
Hey, did you want your name on there, Sean?
No, I'm just kidding. Yo, dog.
I was gonna say they're gonna send you a hat anyway. You'll be all right. We'll be the two people that look alike.
I do want one. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So who's going to win this one? 555? Two Feet in a Heartbeat?
Fly, Baby, Fly.
Fly, Baby, Fly. I just saw that.
Kyle Neal.
I still say it's rigged unless I win.
Kyle Neal. There goes right by you, Kevin. There it goes. Went by Kyle. Went by Kevin.
Yeah, oh, right, I think down. It's going to be bankrupt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it might be bankrupt, but...
Oh, that'd be so cool. It's going to say bankrupt.
It's going to be bankrupt.
Yeah, it is going to be bankrupt.
That's so cool. Boom, bankrupt. Oh, my God. I love it. That is so cool.
That's great.
All right. So we're spin it again, right?
Yeah, we're going to spin it. And this is for Lone Star Paramotor. So once again, Lone Star Paramotor is going to be giving away something every week for us. Official sponsor. So thank you, Lone Star Paramotor. If you're in the big state of Texas, make sure you check out LoneStarParamotor.com. Check them out. They got an awesome field. I trained over there also. Love it. And there's a cool train that goes by and it stops. You might be able to go underneath of it.
Scott says he is giving his prize to Kyle Neal.
What? Oh, I'll hear what he meant about that. No, he should keep it. No, he should keep it. If I'm gonna win, I'll judge it fair and square.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you.
Kyle, you got a lot of cool stuff that you've been doing for us. Maybe you can send him something in return. Like the new thingies that we're doing. I don't want to say on the air.
You're right. Yeah, I can do that.
Is this Linda this time? What?
It is Reg.
So obviously to win, you must be on the panel.
Apparently, he has to be on the panel. Jeez.
You guys, you go ahead. Go ahead and re-spin it.
Oh,
I didn't mean to do that, Linda. I'm sorry.
She just wanted to see her name in lights.
Because you know, what am I going to do with
since you're spinning that
you
again?
Wear it till you're flying. What do you mean?
Not me to spin it again.
No, that's all right.
Or whatever. No, that's from
the one that was bankrupt. I thought we were supposed to spin again.
No, because we had me, Scott Savage, and bankrupt. That was the three for
Georgia Paramount. Yeah, that was for us.
Yeah, so from Georgia Paramount.
Let us know if you want a hat or a t-shirt. This is for Lone Star Paramotor. And
what
Linda,
was I gonna? What was I gonna win? What was I winning?
Your new car.
A new car.
You just gave it away. Oh,
a brand new Paramotor.
What was I getting? A hat. What was I getting?
You were getting a new car. Now Chris Lockley gets a new car.
Yeah, right on, Linda.
Yay, Chris Lockley. So, Chris, we're going to get up with Lone Star, and they're going to send you a prize. Awesome, buddy. You don't need to do anything. I know where you live. All right. Good deal. All right. That was really awesome. I had a really good time. Lots of awesome information. Jacob, tell us one more time about your school and your .coms and your 3,000. I mean, 3,000.
So we are Georgia Paramotor. We're located in Statesboro, Georgia. It's a father and I'm the son. And so we just do all our, we do foot launch, wheel or trike, trike transitioning. We do instructional or tandem flights. And so we have a 30-acre field. If you want to come out and fly, reach out to me, and we can make it happen. So our Instagram and Facebook are Georgia Paramotor. The website is georgiaparamotor.net. And the phone number is that
912-536-3000.
Ooh, nice. Very good. And if you got someone out here that owns the .com, get up with Jacob. Yes. Give him that damn .com.
Sean, also too to mention, we're in the works on some campground spaces. Yep. And so currently we just don't have the power and water. Anybody that wants to come out and fly and hang out is welcome to reach out to us. And we'd love to have you. And hopefully here before the year's out, we're going to have power, electricity, and water, and possibly a dump station. And so if people want to come out, camp, you know, fly, if they want to visit Savannah, you know, or just kind of check out around the local area. Okay. And so we're looking forward to that as well.
Yep. Maybe, nice. maybe a fly-in in the future.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Maybe a private fly-in with just people that you know.
That's right.
Test the waters.
Test and see how everything works out.
Yeah. Right.
See you, sir.
Sounds awesome. You guys don't go anywhere. We're going to say goodbye to everybody on the panel. Then we're going to, I guess, not go live. And we'll still be here privately, and we can talk shop afterwards. Is that cool? So don't go anywhere, great. Jacob. All right, Scuba Steve, tell us a bit about your
vaping. Oh, my thing?
Your thing on Fridays. And since you got people coming over from your thing on Fridays over to us, maybe we need to bring some people from us over to you on Fridays.
I do a show every Friday for the last, I don't know, 10 to 12 years anyways. But over the last couple of years, it's been about vaping and paramotor, because you got to talk about paramotor if you're a paramotor pilot. So I do sneak a lot of paramotor talk in there, but I try to get people off cigarettes because I smoked for a long time. But I forgot I was going to ask Kyle a question before we got on to this. When did you become type 1 diabetic?
Kyle or Jacob?
I mean, Jacob, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Kyle.
I was diagnosed when I was 7.
First grade.
You were 7. Because my youngest son became diabetic on Halloween for some reason when he turned 13. So, yeah, he's type 1.
He's a type 1. That's right.
Type 1 as well.
That's juvenile diabetes. Which
yes,
is
exactly.
Type 2.
Yep. Yeah. So you'll always see I have, you know, I call it my nicotine patch or whatever you're going to call that. But got my little sensor, I got my pump, I got all that.
See, you're doing it there. Yeah, we couldn't do that with him because he was so fidgety. We couldn't put anything on him. But now, hopefully, he'll get a pump. But I think for now, he's still taking insulin shots. He's down there with my ex-wife. So, but he's doing better now. But yeah, the, type 1 is no joke, man. It's insulin for every damn thing.
Yes, sir. Is it CGM, Jacob? On your arm, a continual glucose monitor or what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I have a insulin pump, so I don't have to get shots, which is nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's also nice for, you know, flying. I can always, you know, open my phone up, check my blood sugar, see what it is. I don't have to prick my finger, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, he needs one of those.
Yes, Scuba Steve, we've been an advocate for quite a few, you know, young people. Yeah. You know, it's been kind of our journey with diabetes, and we tried to pay that forward as well. Mm-hmm. And so if your son has any kind of questions or concerns, my wife worked in the medical field for a long time. And so he's been able to bless others by being an advocate, you know, for people that just don't know, you know,
right,
to ask and what to do. And
oh, yeah.
And for somebody young like that, it's life changing, you know.
I'll tell you, when we first found out, he looked bad. So we took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, he's got a bad cold. Go give him a milkshake. I swear, the doctor said, go get him a chocolate milkshake. Mm-hmm. Put him in critical care. So about a month later, I got a bill from the doctor's office, and it was some astronomical amount. I was like, let me tell you something. If you send me one more shred of this bill, I will sue the bejesus. I never heard another thing from that doctor's office. It was gone It was his fault. I'm like, dude, you literally, he had every symptom of being a diabetic, and you told me to give him a milkshake. What the hell? So, yeah. But that's that story.
Yeah.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but, you know, type 1 diabetes is a serious thing.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Absolutely. Well, like I say, you know, off the record or whatever, reach out or whatever, we can always put you in contact with the right people, because some of this stuff out here, if you don't know how to navigate, you know, it can get very troublesome, aggravating, and expensive.
And oh, so yeah, definitely.
Out of that stuff. So absolutely.
Cool. All right. And continue, Sean.
Don't you have a .com, Scuba Steve?
Paramotoroutlaw.com. That'll take you straight to my YouTube channel.
See, I was going to say that. No, I wasn't.
Oh, you were going to say, you don't know that. You don't know the damn.
I'll never remember your .com. Yeah, I'll never remember it. All right. Kyle yes. Neal. Our director of operations over at Run to Sky, buddy. Tell us a little bit about you. Do you have a .com or you just, what you do in the background?
No, I don't really have any of that. I try to stay in the background. I'm not too much in the spotlight, but I have been in the works of trying to get multiple things working in the background for our students and other people who would be interested, hoping to bring the price down of equipment for us so we can make it more affordable for our students and hopefully give them the best equipment we can within the means of a good price is what I'm working on. Other than that, I don't really know anything else really to say.
And he's doing a really good job. What we do is we have a package for $500. You get a helmet with Bluetooth, a jack for walkie talkies, a PPG Bible book, and three of Jeff Goins DVDs for $500. So
most people
pay $500 for just the helmet, but they get a whole bunch more. And that's one of the things that Kyle found for us. So thank you, Kyle, for finding all that stuff.
No problem.
We also got Will Fly from WillFlyPPG.com. See, you got a .com.
Yeah, man. Yep. Yeah, so I like to make paramotor videos and give tips along the way. Anything I discover, I just pass it on. You can check out my videos on YouTube by going to youtube.com/WillFly or online at willflyppg.com. Also, tomorrow night, we're going to do, we had a little get together down at Brian Haybale Waller's, and we're going to do a show tomorrow night, 8 p.m. YouTube. To find it, best ways to go to ppgshane.com.
And there is a lot of these .coms flying around here. Kyle, you need a .com, because even Linda Anderson has a .com.
But there's one other thing. Anthony Vella, man, we love you, brother. Really sorry that happened.
Yes.
And I wish you a speedy, speedy recovery.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. Lots of prayers. He's going to need them, that's for sure. And it breaks my heart. Oh, my gosh.
If you guys didn't know Anthony Vella, he had a stall, from what I read, I believe it was 80 feet drop. Unlike me that just walked away, he needs surgery, and he's going to be going to either surgery tonight or tomorrow. So prayers for Anthony Vella and family, for sure.
Yes.
That dude's got the best voice in paramotor.
Yes, he does. I was listening to his podcast before I even started flying. Wish that he would go back to doing podcasts, because, man, he always did some really good podcasting.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome, really, man.
Videos.
Awesome. Yeah, Anthony Vella is a good guy. I like him.
Yep. well known in the community, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, it's got our prayers. So, yes, back to ParamomUSA.com.
What? You got a .com too? That's awesome.
I got .com. What?
.net.
What were you thinking, son?
What were you thinking, catch them all in the net.
Yo, Dub. Yo, Dub.
Now we just need a PPG.
ParamomUSA.com.
Now we need a PPG Jacob.com so it goes straight to his YouTube channel. I'm saying.
So if
be careful because Sean will go take it.
I can't afford any more dot coms. I'm done. I was giving away. I mean Scuba Steve got PyramidDude.com. I think he let that one go too. So you know.
I did. They just took it away, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So it's open.
You should have gave it back to me. I'm saying, you know, like it's a gift. I could have gifted it back. I don't know.
Oh, I could have gave it back.
Uh oh. Why is my screen doing that? Let me. I know.
You're flying again. Look at there.
I know. It's weird. Here, wait. Let me close this and open it back up. See if it helps here. Sometimes I have to do that.
Detroit love.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
I live in the on the tip of the mitt in Michigan, northern Michigan, Petoskey. Petoskey, live in Petoskey. Yeah, so that's why Torchport. Yeah, there you go. That's why Torchport Air Park is just like an hour away from me. So it's gonna be a good day, and I'm gonna go there on Saturday Memorial Weekend, and my son's gonna drop me off, and he's like, "See you later, Mom." And I'm just gonna play all day, and I'm gonna get up in the air. I'm super stoked about it. Super stoked. So.
Big video.
If you want to be a guest on the show, just get up with me, ParamomUSA.com. Takes you right to my Facebook page and just say, hey, Paramom, I want to be on your show. And we'll get you on there just like Jacob and his dad. Just like that. Boom. Just get a hold of me. And how easy was it, Jacob? All I did is DM you and say, hey, you want to be on the show? And you're like,
Of course. Let's do it.
I just can't give away too much of my secrets, you know, how I do these things. But my cat's like, she's so honorary, just like me. But yeah, so like I said, if you want to be on the show, just let me know. And I appreciate every one of you. I love my panel. You guys are awesome. Thank you. I love my guests tonight. I appreciate you guys so much. And, you know, the Para family rocks. I tell you what, I've been doing the show with these guys for what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know, a few years ago, I decided to start looking for guests, and now I'm like the PR, and that's what I do. And I love it. I love it. I don't get paid for it. I just love doing it, you know? Yeah, because I meet them, and it's a new para friend, right? And then my guests get on the show and they meet other people, and it opens up a whole new, you know, world for them too. So that's what I like. I like to inspire people. And that's why I'm going back up in the air again and just say, you're never too old to do it. Just do it. So there you go.
Absolutely. And you're right. You're right. You don't get paid for it, but Kyle and I are working on something to give, you know, the panel something, because you guys have been helping us out. So we're actually working on that. So panel members, do me a favor, text me when you get the chance, your name and address.
A new car.
And a new car. You get a new car.
Yeah, get my new car.
You get a new car.
Oh, yeah. And you get a paramotor. And you get a paramotor. Everybody gets a paramotor.
I would love to be able to do that. One of these days, I will. I'm playing the lottery. So one of these days, I will be able to go, you get a paramotor. You get a paramotor. Everybody gets a paramotor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Even grandma. Yep.
Everybody.
Had a really good time. Always have a good time on Mondays. Always learn something new.
Yeah.
I learned something new and I forgot it, but I'll remember it again soon. What was it? Oh yeah. You guys were talking about taking a picture of the holes on your paramotor when you transition from foot launch to light trike. I'm going to use that. So yes, I do learn. I'm always a student. I always want to learn things. You got something to teach me. I am wide open. I want to learn, learn, learn. Give me info. I love it. So thank you guys for that bit of information. Anyway, we're going to go to a private after show here. If you want to, and you know how to get into Zoom, by all means, jump in and hang with us. If not, we'll see you tomorrow at ppgshane.com, on Wednesday at paramotorgirl.com, on Thursday. Oh, nobody's on Thursday, so somebody better go on and claim Thursday. And then Friday, we got Scuba Steve with Outlaw Paramotor? Paramotor Outlaw. I was close, right? It's one of the
two. Yeah, I posted the link. If people want to come in, they can click on that link. They can come right into the chat.
Excellent.
There you go. Thank you so much, listeners, chatters, viewers, everybody on Monday nights. We so appreciate every one of you, you know, for hanging with us on Mondays. We absolutely do.
The next day I always
get on Facebook and do an extra thank you. You know how I am. So
you are, and that's why we pay the big bucks. Thank you. I mean,
that's,
you know,
right.
What would we do without you, right? I know, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you got to go ahead and go. I know that you sometimes have to go early. So thank you for everything you do. Thank you for being the spinny wheel
for
things. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, guys. We'll see you at Bad Apples.
Yes. Yes, sir. Definitely. Yes, we enjoyed it.
Definitely. Hey. Jacob, hold on. Don't go nowhere, buddy. All right. Everybody else, we're going to have you guys can stay here if you want to. We're going to say goodbye to our live stream. Goodbye, live stream. Love you all, and we will catch you tomorrow
at
airdroptv.com. Did I say that right?
.com. .net.
Yeah, that's right. .net. All right. You're the .netters. Okay. Here,
.netter.
The .netters.
The .netters.
The .netters.